There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Tomorrow. Behind the Wheel.
Today, behind the wheel guest is Alex Kappa-Murdoch, and she's here today to talk to us about Miss Autono. I mean, we could talk to you about a million things because you do all sorts, training, specialist driving, but this website is something new, it's something that you've set up. And just give us a little rundown, Alex, about what Miss Autono is.
Okay, so Miss Autono is basically a digital automotive portal for women, specifically designed for women. It gives online presence to women to find a comfortable and safe place to ask questions and gather information, seek advice, and that could be on anything from, you know, buying a new car. This week I've had a lot of questions about vehicles for parents and grandparents as people are getting older. What are the differences that they should be looking at? Tim, you're looking confused. You're not in that category quite yet.
Oh, I appreciate that. No, I'm just thinking, when you were saying that, when you say Miss Autono, I was just kind of thinking to myself, actually, this would also be quite a good Mr. Autono, because as a guy who's not really in, I'm not big into cars, I could kind of do with something like this as well. So, you know, I'm going to be accessing Miss Autono, and I've just broadcast it to the world. But it strikes me, it's one of those things. There are lots of websites that do this, but not specifically here, I think was my point.
Yeah, there's not too many websites that are specifically for women when it comes to the automotive sector. Right. And, you know, we are looking at everything. So whereas the website and also the Instagram are open to anybody, the Facebook is a closed group, which means that it will very much be kept just for women. And part of that is just because I realised that, you know, a lot of girls really do feel that they don't want to ask questions outright because sometimes you get put down for it. And I know that I get put down when people don't realise what I do for a living. In fact, yesterday I went into a local manufacturer as a sales room, and as soon as I started asking questions, and the person realised that maybe I was asking questions of subjects that he didn't know the answer to, then suddenly they disappear. So it goes from one extreme to the other, and I think that's something that we need to be looking at.
And that's something we've talked about on the programme before. When I was looking for a car here, I went shopping, made the mistake of going looking for the car with my husband. So everybody wanted to tell my husband about the car, and he was like, no, she's driving the car, you need to talk to her. And it's true, sometimes it can be a bit intimidating if you are buying a car. I don't know a lot about cars, and I had very limited specification for what I wanted. I just wanted it to be probably safe for me to drive and not too fast, not too slow, and that was my criteria. But sometimes as a woman it's tough to find places that you can go and find information and feel confident asking the questions. I'm just having a look on the website now, and it's not just you do reviews, you also give advice, and there's lots of different elements to it though.
Yeah, so you know, video how-to guides, latest car reviews, safety feature articles, that's a main one for me, and looking at something called feature function and benefit. One of the things that I train people when I'm actually training on a launch of a new product is looking at the feature and the benefit and what's the function. So for instance, if you on a new vehicle had signature LED rear brake lights, well, that's the feature. What's the function? Well, it's a rear brake light. It lights up when you brake. What's the benefit? Well, if it's signature, it means that it'll be recognisable across the fleet, so you know the brand subliminally. The fact that it's LED means that it's more cost effective. It lasts longer. It's brighter. But most importantly for me, LED lights come on with immediate effect as opposed to original bulbs that actually hesitate in the amount of time it takes for them to come on. So it's little things like that that I think are, to me, really interesting, and hopefully interesting to other people as well, because there's a massive benefit to doing these things.
It's a massive benefit to having a little bit of extra knowledge. Being forewarned is forearmed, isn't it? I mean, if you walk into a showroom and you're able to ask those questions, you can make a better decision, a more informed decision, and hopefully, as you know, NLT's pointing out, maybe make a better impression. But in that, you might get a better deal. People take you more seriously.
Well,
perhaps.
I found yesterday one of the typical things that dealers will do, and they will say, oh, actually, what I've got is in the back, I've got actually the 2017 model that's just going out and I can do you a really good deal. Unfortunately, dealerships have a certain number of cars that they have to move, and they have to move those before they get the new fleet. So you will often find that they will try and sell you something, not because it's right for you, because it's right for them. And I think things will change, because a lot of the manufacturers are looking that the future of buying a car will very much be online. You'll actually be going to almost experience centres as opposed to going to dealerships.
Wow. I was not aware of that.
That's already started. There was a case fairly recently of a guy, I think it was a Chevy, I'm not sure, but bought the first car online. The whole process was online. Everything done online. And the car was delivered.
Yeah, because I mean, it's one of those future benefits to the industry, is that when you're able to cut out the middleman, we do it in everything. If you think about it, we're really used to shopping online now, and I suppose we've held back a little bit because we want somebody to speak to. But actually, if we're getting more information from having a look online or watching videos online, then what's the benefit of actually going into the showroom? Going into an experience centre that gives you the opportunity to look at the vehicle and sit in the vehicle is something completely different. And Natalie, you are absolutely right in the fact that when you go to when you're looking for a new vehicle, really the first thing that should happen is that whoever you go to see, they should be asking you questions rather than you asking them questions. They should be saying, what do you drive at the moment? What do you like about it? What do you dislike about it? And what is it that you're actually looking for? What's your job? How many miles do you think you're going to be doing? Let me have a think about it and I will give you some options within our fleet.
Okay, Alex Kapper-Murdoch is here, auto expert. I'm going to call you that. I'm going to stick with that for now, because there's a whole range of things, Alex, that you do. But we're specifically talking about Miss Auto Know, which is a new website for women to learn all about cars. Essentially, more to come.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at DubaiEye1038FM.
Drive Live is behind the wheel this evening. We're joined by Alex Kapper-Murdoch, who is a motoring specialist and the founder of Miss Auto Know, which is a website, but I suppose more appropriately, it's kind of Alex, it's more of a community, isn't it, really? That's what you'd like to see it become. It's a closed community on Facebook, is it not?
Yeah, closed right. Community on Facebook. So because it's generally geared towards women, I decided to keep the Facebook group closed, and it's been so good. It's a couple of weeks now since really the website and everything launched, and I was really surprised actually, because the Instagram account, I'm sort of getting 50 to 100 new followers every day, and the comments have been so good, because you kind of expect a lot of people to be, you know, thumbs up emojis, but it's been loads and loads and loads of questions, and I'm almost struggling to keep up with it, but now that I'm on top of things, it's been going really well.
There has just been a text in for you, Alex. It's from Habib, and I think you'll be very well placed to answer this. He says, I don't know why you need to genderize online presence. I know there's a physical interaction, he means maybe when you go to a showroom, but online it doesn't seem to make sense to him. Do you think people are ever judged, their gender is ever judged in an online forum?
So for Miss Auto Know, to have a safe and comfortable place for women was really important to me. And I think we see that in a lot of different aspects in society. You know, it's not unusual to find something that's specifically for women. When it comes to online presence in terms of the future of automotive, and will people be treated differently when they look at buying cars online, I think it will sort a lot of the issues out. One of the things that really encouraged me to start this was something that, I'll be honest, absolutely blew me away. When I was training a number of dealer staff in Europe, there was a couple of people that got together and they said to me, I was sort of explaining to them that there's a difference between speaking to men and speaking to women, because generally we look at different things when we're looking at a car. We honestly do. I'm not saying everybody, but as a generalisation, we'll look at completely different things. For women, we tend to think more about safety aspects and our children. In fact, if you look statistically, men, if you could go and hire any car that you wanted, men generally would hire a rear-wheel drive, two-seater, open-top sports car, and women would generally want a bigger 4x4, or certainly a crossover SUV where there's
safety.
A higher seating position,
yeah.
And you feel more comfortable. And what really shocked me is that the guys that I was training actually told me that when women come into the dealership, they don't have to put in the effort because they know that they're not going to ask as many questions, and generally they won't have done so much research, so they feel that they can almost manipulate them into buying the fleet that I was telling you about earlier that's sitting at the back and they need to get rid of. And I think that's incredible that they were so open to say this is actually what we do.
I guess as a woman, I do feel there is a place for something like this, because I know there are lots of magazines and things like that for men, aimed at men, about cars. How fast is it? How noisy is it? How much are your friends going to look at it and think it's amazing? Whereas when I look at a car, as you mentioned, I want to feel safe. I want to feel comfortable. And that's probably about it, really.
You need somewhere as well, don't you? Where if you're in a forum somewhere and you're a little bit reticent asking questions and you're afraid you're going to ask a daft question, lots of people don't want to do that. You want to be in a place where nobody's going to laugh at you.
Absolutely.
They're going to accept you.
I think there aren't any daft questions, genuinely. You know, it's what you're taught in the classroom, but then, of course, when you do ask questions in front of other people, it can be really daunting. But genuinely, our group has been absolutely amazing, and the girls have been so supportive of one another. I'm so pleased, but I'm really surprised and very, very happy that they've done so well in supporting one another.
And you did say you've spent a lot of time with some of the manufacturers and you're getting some industry insider sort of information. Can you tell us or give us a sneak peek of some of the big trends that we can expect to see in the coming future?
Okay, I'm really, really excited by a lot of the new stuff that's coming. Obviously, you've got the kind of three big things, which is electricity, autonomous vehicles, security, cyber security. Really, really interesting in that I know we speak a lot about, you know, electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles and the development to them. Autonomous vehicles, if you think about in the future, you're leasing an autonomous vehicle, it also acts almost as like an ability to track you wherever you're going and whether you're doing right or doing wrong. So if you hired a car in the future from a leasing company and you didn't pay the bill for that car, that vehicle would automatically shut down from you using it and send itself straight back to the leasing company. That, to me, is like a whole different world of how autonomous vehicles are going to affect our lives.
It's just a mobile jail cell.
Basically, yeah.
It drives you back to the police station. That's probably a good idea. I mean, are we going to buy cars in the future? Are we just going to lease and just pick them up wherever we go and drop them off and get another one back?
My personal belief is that we will get to a point where there'll be complete autonomy. And then we'll start to miss the fact that we, at one point in our lives, changed gear and we felt an engine behind our, in front of us or behind our seats, and that it was fun and that there was a technical aspect of being able to take a corner at high speed, preferably on a racing circuit where it's a safe and controlled environment. And I think in future, yes, our day-to-day moving around will be, you know, completely autonomous. However, it'll be a big hobby in the future to be able to race a car on a racetrack.
There'll still be room for classic cars, won't they?
I think there will be. This is from Alex, the person who keeps her three motorcycles inside because you don't want them outside in the summer. Is that you?
Absolutely.
I heard it was. We've got 1 minute, actually, and if we do this really quickly, we can do it, I think. You set three questions. Now, I'm happy to do this. You happy to do this, NLT?
I am happy to take part.
Because I think it will demonstrate, you know, knowledge of cars, automotive, parts, etc. We'll let you ask questions and we'll try and answer them.
Okay. Tim, what mechanical part will you find on all cars on the road? That's from a Lamborghini to a Lada. Not saying that a Lamborghini is better than a Lada, I'm just saying that they all have the same parts.
Can you still buy Ladas?
Yeah, in some countries, and Volgas. It's exactly the same on each car. There's four, generally. Sometimes there's five. There's less frequently five these days.
I don't know. I first thought wheels, but I don't know.
Wheels? Yeah. Well, you get the same wheels in every single
car.
Well,
I mean, loosely speaking, now I'm stuck. They're not the same rims. They're not... No, I hadn't got a clue in that case.
It's actually the tire valve. The tire valve that you actually... The actual valve inside the tire that you blow up is standard across the board, is the same on absolutely
I never would
everything.
Have got that, Tim.
Not in a million years. Okay, go on then. Number two.
Okay, number two. There's one piece of safety equipment on every car that is thought of as the single most effective invention in saving lives in a car crash. What is it and who invented it?
Oh, I was going to say brake, but that's too obvious. I don't know.
It's probably, before you switch on the car, it's probably the first thing you do after you shut the door.
Seatbelt.
Seatbelt, absolutely. It's actually, officially, it's the three-point harness. So Volvo have been instrumental in so many safety features over the years.
Yeah, and Volvo, some of the adverts really stick in your mind, don't they?
Yeah. So Volvo not only came up with the three-point harness, but they also came up with the padded dashboard, the rear high brake light came from Volvo. Rear-facing front child seats came from Volvo. Oh. So, yeah, lots of things, but well done. Last but certainly not least, what does TRD stand for on a Toyota, Natalie?
I know this.
No,
I have absolutely no idea.
It's the racing development section, isn't it? It's the part of the company that do that. Yeah, I know, because you looked on the side of my car earlier on. I realised. Alex Capomoda, we're over time. Really nice to talk to you. Alex is behind Miss Auto Know Facebook forum. It's a closed forum, but you can go there if you want to know more. For women to learn more about cars. Good to talk to you, Alex. Thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.